This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar at his statue in the Parliament complex on his 134th birth anniversary today. They also greeted the nation on this occasion. In a message, the President said Baba Saheb Ambedkar, a pioneer of social change and a versatile personality, made exceptional contributions to the country and society as a jurist, educationist, economist, social reformer and a political leader. Mr. Dhankar also urged the people to embrace the ideals laid by Dr. Ambedkar and work towards realizing his vision of a just and equitable society. The Prime Minister said, with advancement of Dr. Ambedkar's vision, the new image of India is entirely different today. Hectic campaigning for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections has intensified, with leaders of political parties seeking the support for their candidates. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories, along with 32 assembly constituencies in Sikkim and 60 assembly seats in Arunachal Pradesh, will go to polls on the 19th of April. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting in the Narmadapuram Lok Sabha constituency of Madhya Pradesh today. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav, former Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan and other senior leaders of the BJP will also campaign at different places. Mr. Modi will also visit Karnataka today. He will address a public rally in Mysuru in the afternoon and later hold a roadshow in the coastal city of Mangaluru. His public address in Mysuru will be attended by the party workers from Mysuru, Chamrajnagar, Mandya and Hassan Lok Sabha constituencies. The Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO and the Indian Army conducted successful trials of indigenous man-portable anti-tank guided missile weapon system. The warhead flight trials were successfully conducted at Pokhran Field Firing Range in Rajasthan yesterday. The anti-tank guided missile is well equipped with day and night top attack capability and capable of defeating modern armour-protected main battle tank. The Defence Ministry said the system is now ready for final user evaluation trials for its induction into the Indian Army. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh complimented the DRDO and the Indian Army for the successful trial of the system and termed the move as an important step towards achieving self-reliance in advanced technology-based defence system development. The Ministry of External Affairs today expressed serious concern over the escalating tensions between Israel and Iran. The ministry said that the country is seriously concerned about the escalation of hostilities between Israel and Iran, which threatens the peace and security in the region. The ministry also highlighted that it is closely monitoring the evolving situation and the embassies in the region are in close touch with the Indian community. Calling for an immediate de-escalation, the ministry emphasized the importance to maintaining security and stability in the region. It further urged both these nations to step back from violence and return to the path of diplomacy. As already reported, air raid sirens sounded across Israel early this morning after Iran launched hundreds of drones, ballistic missiles and cruise missiles. The attack marked the first time Iran has launched a direct military assault on Israel, despite decades of enmity dating back to the country's 1979 Islamic Revolution. The Israeli military's spokesperson, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said, "In Iran fired scores of drones, cruise missiles and ballistic missiles, with the vast majority intercepted outside Israel's borders." In IPL cricket, two matches will be played today. Kolkata Knight Riders will lock horns with Lucknow Super Giants at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. The match will begin at 3:30 in the afternoon. Another match will be played between Mumbai Indians and Chennai Super Kings at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match will start at 7:30 in the evening. Yesterday, Rajasthan Royals beat Punjab Kings by 3 wickets at Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium, Mullapur, Chandigarh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.